I work from home for a cybersecurity company, which really isn't as interesting as it might sound. I have to be online overnight from 10 to 6, scrolling through files full of code to see if anything is a possible threat. It's extremely boring, and when paired with the overnight shift, it makes for a struggle every night to stay awake. One night, just a few weeks ago, I was up at 2 a.m. working and feeling the weight of my eyes. I pushed through the sleepiness for a while, checking my phone over and over, hoping the time had somehow skipped forward. At 2:40 though, I took a break and decided to order some food to get myself some fuel for the remaining 3 hours of my shift. I opened up Uber Eats, and my only real option was Taco Bell, so I sent in an order and got up to get something to drink. As I walked through the house with only the hallway light on, I woke up some more and realized it was raining outside. I looked out the front window and was surprised at how hard the rain was coming down, given I had been so oblivious to it while working. My first thought was how I just ordered for delivery, and I felt really bad for basically making someone run through the rain for my own convenience. I checked my phone and saw the order was already received, so I sat on the couch and waited for them to show up. After about 10 minutes, I was notified that they had picked up the order, so I watched the map on Uber Eats as the car made their way across the town and eventually into my neighborhood. Once they were a minute away, I put my phone down and opened up the front door so we could make the exchange as quickly as possible. I stood at the open door, staring at the end of the road where they should have been coming from, but another 5 minutes went by without seeing any cars. I picked up my phone again and checked, but on the map, their car was still in my neighborhood, and when I zoomed in, I realized they were right around the corner, just before the turn onto my street. I looked outside again, but didn't see any lights from their car. My rightful reaction was that they probably had the wrong house, or couldn't see the address numbers through the rain, so I tried calling them. A few rings, then they rejected it. I tried again, but had no luck. Unsure of what exactly was going on, I stayed at the door and waited. I want to say 5 more minutes went by before I tried to contact them again. I called, and this time it rang for a while, but then they answered. I asked where they were and if they needed help finding my house, but as I listened for their response, all I heard from their side was the crackling sound of rain pouring down. After another few seconds, I hung up. Feeling really weird about that call, I checked the map one more time. At first, it hadn't updated, but when it did, it showed them right outside my house. I checked the windows and saw nothing, but knowing they were walking around in the rain like this was giving me a really bad gut feeling. I closed the door and locked it, and I swear I only made it a few steps down the hallway before a loud knock shook the front door. I carefully looked through the peephole. A man in a gray hoodie was pacing around on the porch. His head was on a swivel, like he was checking for any onlookers as he waited anxiously for me to answer.
"Uber Eats delivery,"
he yelled, but nowhere did I see a bag with my food. I stayed in place, not answering or making any sounds. The man got increasingly more hectic with his movements and called out several more times. Then, he suddenly pressed himself up against the door, blocking my view as I heard a few dull scrapes on the wood, before he quickly ran to the side of my house and disappeared in the rain. I called the cops, but his car was already gone. And from what I was told, he was using a scam account. A couple days went by with nothing else to report on, until I noticed a small scratch on my front door. It was an X, but it didn't look like it was made for me to see. It was more hidden, like a personal indicator for something. It could have just been a fluke to scare me, but I still painted over it to conceal whatever that marking was supposed to mean. That night still leaves me with an uneasy feeling in my gut, especially since he had some sort of sharp object in his hand as he waited for me to open the door. Part of me is still convinced that that won't be my last encounter with him. I was driving through my city, delivering for Postmates way back in the day when it had basically just started. Every order was mostly inside the main city blocks, but I had just gotten an order from outside the main roads. I picked up the food and headed over, but the further out I got from the city, the more the roads became less populated, both of cars and of houses. Everything was replaced by the woods. I'd been out this way before, but only when leaving town. I didn't even know there were houses out here. I drove until the GPS told me to turn down a gravel road, which was almost unnoticeable. There were no lights aside from the dim ones coming from my old car as I made my way down this thin path through the woods. It was much longer than I expected, taking a whole minute to reach the house. To be honest, it was what I assumed it would look like due to its isolated location in the woods. It was aged and almost entirely made of wood, having vines growing up the outside of the house. There were a few lights on inside, shining through the windows, but if there hadn't been, then I probably would have thought twice about approaching it. I checked the bag for everything, then went up to the front door. I pressed the doorbell, which didn't really work, so I had to knock as well. As soon as my hand hit the door, though, it creaked open. Cautiously, I opened it a little further and called out,
"I have an order here from Postmates."
A moment later, I called out again,
"Anybody home?"
There were no sounds coming from inside, but all of the lights I could see were on, and through the crack in the doorway, I could see a TV in the living room. It was playing, but was muted. I don't know how else to really explain my thoughts, but the vibes were just off, and I knew something was wrong about this. I turned and went back to my car, getting in and starting to do a U-turn. Right away, I felt a problem. The steering was stiff, and my car was struggling to move through the gravel, feeling extremely bumpy and jittery. I got out, and my face went cold when I saw that my front tire was flat. I then moved my eyes over to the other tires, and every one of them was flat as well, not just a little deflated, but completely flattened. My stomach dropped, instantly knowing this was a purposeful act. In that moment, my mind was everywhere. What terrified me was that I didn't know whether someone put something on the path, or if someone had come up while I was at the house and done it behind my back. Either way, the only thing I knew was that someone was out here with me, way out in the woods, in the middle of nowhere. I got back inside my car and locked the doors, trying to call 911, but had no connection. As I ran through my few options, I saw a light in the house flicker, and the front door opened wider, revealing a man in the doorway. Without any hesitation, he started walking quickly over to my car. I didn't second-guess myself this time, putting it in drive and forcing my car through the gravel. In the mirror, I saw the man stop and stare at my car. Once I was on the main road, I took it more carefully, driving slow to keep from damaging my car until I got enough signal to call 911. But what unfolded afterwards was equally as terrifying. That house was owned and lived in by a single mother with two kids, all of which said they were at the house sleeping in their rooms at the time I claimed this happened at. They never ordered anything, or saw any man, or even found anything missing in their home. I don't know if they were in on it somehow, or if they were just as much a victim as I was. Why the man ordered food to the house and slashed my tires still doesn't make sense to me, though. The only thing I've thought of is that maybe he was planning to do something horrible to that family, and I was going to be set up somehow to take the fall for it, due to my presence at the property at the exact time it would have been committed. It may be a stretch, but if that's true, then me getting away might have saved more lives than just my own. Being a delivery driver was never my first choice for a gig in my late 20s, But I got laid off during COVID, and the only place hiring was a local pizza shop. It was a popular place in our town, but really it was just basic pizza. Anyway, this was during the time when everyone was staying inside and ordering for delivery, so I was working overtime and staying busy up until close every night at 1 a.m. This was just another day, running deliveries all over town. Around 12, we got a call in for 4 large pizzas for a house located just outside of town, about 30 minutes away. I accepted it, knowing it would be my last order anyway, and it was a big order, so the payment would likely make up for the longer drive. By 12:15, I got en route to the house. The drive wasn't anything to note. All the roads were empty and nobody was outside, due to the mandatory lockdowns going on. When I got to the address though, I was immediately confused. There was a driveway with a large open gate, looking like it belonged to a large mansion of some kind, but at the end of the driveway was nothing. It was just a dead end with forest all around, except not far off in the trees was a glowing light. I pulled in and parked in the middle of the driveway and got out. Now standing outside, I could see more clearly that it was a campfire or bonfire of some kind, and I could hear a group of people talking. After a moment, a figure stepped in front of the glowing light from the fire and waved at me, like he was inviting me to bring over the pizzas. It goes without saying that this was not normal in any way, but seeing them wave me over and hearing the group of people gave me more than enough reason to believe it was just a bunch of college kids hanging out. I mean, they did order 4 large pizzas, so it all just added up in my head. I got the pizzas from the back seat and left the headlights on as I started walking off the driveway and into the trees. A few more people showed up in the light as I got closer, all watching me walk toward them. When I reached the bonfire, there was half a dozen more people standing and sitting in the area. Strangely, none of them seemed happy that the pizza was here, and there was nothing else around in the yard. No beer bottles or drinks of any kind. No music players, no games, just a bunch of people hanging around a bonfire. I stood on the edge of the site and kind of just held the pizzas up awkwardly, hoping one of them would come up to take them and pay. A second later, a man walked over and took the boxes, handing them off to someone else. The whole eerie feeling of this place was getting to me, making me more uncomfortable with every second that passed. Before I could even ask for payment though, I heard some footsteps approaching, and from the forest, several more people came in toward the bonfire. There were at least a dozen of them now, all looking at me and not saying anything. I'd never once left without payment, but this situation literally had me shaking. I quickly turned around and started walking back to my car. I looked back a couple times, seeing them still standing by the fire and not hearing any of them speaking. As I exited the tree line though, my heart almost stopped as 2 figures sprinted away from behind my car. They went straight into the forest and disappeared past the headlights. I didn't even check my car for anything missing. I just got in and backed out, speeding down the road to get as far from there as possible. Once I made it back to the shop, I told my manager of the strange situation. Thankfully, he understood and even tried calling the number they used to place the order, but they declined to answer. After a bit of discussion, I ended up calling the police to have them check up on the group's suspicious behavior. It had been less than an hour since I was there, but when the police arrived, the only sign of them was the bonfire still burning, but left unattended. What really happened that night is unknown. And as far as I can see, it will likely remain that way.